head, so you think of it.
Warning. The following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Oh yeah, it's great. It's great. The four, that was a four at the end. I take
yep.
it.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd have that a little more distinctive. And then not very. I hope we're having guests in and not very good at golf. You better not be talking about me. I'm very good at golf. That's outrageous.
That was off a website. I got a guy. I paid someone to do that, and you actually write a script, and tell them that I wanted them like the movie guy voice, and they actually put it together and sent it back to you. That's the guy's name who done that is Duke. Duke. You choose, like, there's a heap of different voices and you pick your one and they do it. And
you didn't think about me. I'm looking for a gig. I'm not doing my voiceover career. It's not going any good. You couldn't throw me a few dollars.
I wanted it to be a bit more professional than that.
I have been being accused of being unprofessional before, so I can cop that. That's fair enough.
Anyway, all right, we should start the podcast here. As by the intro, you found out we are the Chili Dippers. I'm Luke Clark. I'm sitting here with David Rolston, who is either the the best 18 handicapper in the world or the worst 12 handicapper in the world, depending on what he decides to play up on the day.
Hang on now. Look, that was decided before the last two rounds of golf. I'm actually getting close to being a genuine 12 handicapper.
Well, if we're going to start that, you're generally a 9 handicapper if you're talking real handicaps.
That, as you probably know, is unfortunate. For people who don't know, you've got to have a proper golf handicap to play in tournaments and all that sort of stuff. And because I travel around a bit, I'm not a member of course and didn't have one. So you can get one of those over the internet handicaps. So I thought I'll dodgy one of them up. How hard can that be? And I'll be fairly generous and give myself 15, 16 sort of thing so I can might be a chance. I did it horribly and they gave me 9 and I cannot play off 9.
In Dave's defense, we actually got three, like as everyone knows who plays golf, you got to hand 3 cards in. We actually got 3 of his rounds where he generally plays to about a handicap of 16, thinking we'll hand that in and he'll get 16. So we hand that in and it comes back 9.1. Yeah. And we haven't even played a comp where you've played to 9 or even played off 9, let alone to 9.
On me very best day 20 years ago on a friendly, generous course, I may have got somewhere near 9, but no, can't play off 9 at all. Not anywhere near it.
Well, anyway, we...
let's not get off handicaps just yet. It started at 30 when we started playing a few years ago and into 18, is that about right?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, 17, back out to 18 in the recent couple of rounds. Well, if we talk the last couple of rounds, I played off about 50.
How many Stableford points you have in Melbourne the other day? So you skip the hard questions. Is that how it works?
No, we'll go, okay, we'll talk that. I had the privilege of going out and playing Kingston Heath, of all courses, a week ago today.
You want to be a good nick to play Kingston Heath. You don't want to be scratching around there.
I went in not playing very well, I must admit. Said to my playing partner, I'm at an all-time low. I've actually got the shanks, but that was the few rounds before shanked shot maybe once every 3 holes, which is embarrassing enough. I played 18 holes of golf, and I hit the ball off the ground 3 times.
One of them was a putt.
two of them were drives that I'd already lost my first ball, so I was hitting 3 anyway, so that didn't matter. The other was just a simple lob wedge from about 40 out, which I stiffed to about 3 feet. Other than that, there was literally no exaggeration. But we've gone and played a few rounds lately, and I'm back on track back around 17, 18.
Luke, we've probably skipped ahead. The idea of this podcast, a while ago, Luke and I like to travel around and play golf courses all over the place, and Luke's got this idea to play the top 100 golf courses in Australia by...
Public courses.
Which is a great idea, and gives us an excuse to go to places and all that sort of stuff. The problem was... We'd play a course 3 or 4 months ago and then Luke had asked me about it and I'd forget. The one course would fade into another, couldn't remember what it was. So we thought, let's do a podcast, talk about the courses we play And then, so was the town any good? Was the course good? Did we like it? How'd we play? Then we've got a reference point of where we've played. So in 3-6 months' time or 5 years' time, when we bring up, what about that course in that town that we played? How good was it? And the idea grew from that. We thought, that's a good starting point for a podcast, and then we could go on to other segments and things from that. That's about it, Luke. Yeah. Is that what you thought?
Yeah. So who are we to do a podcast? We don't claim to be great golfers, as you would have just heard in the opening segment and the intro, but we are good at travelling and playing golf and playing different courses and having some fun along the way.
Finding a nice bakery in the town to eat at, going out for dinner.
If there's a nice bakery, Rolls will suss that out for sure.
Then that's how a town should be judged, by its golf course and bakery. That's I reckon that should be a consideration in the top 100. But so that's why we're doing it. It's great fun. We've been over most of the east coast of Australia. We haven't got over to Perth yet, but we're there on the list. And we've travelled overseas a few times here and there. But we've got about 20 or 30 courses off. We've got obviously a few more to 36. Go. We thought, as I said, and we thought it could be handy for anyone who's interested in something like that, give them an idea on what courses are better than the others, if the ranks ring true, all that sort of thing.
Yep, and we're based in regional Victoria. Well, originally Rolls is from here, but he's actually in Auckland at the minute. But we're currently sitting at my property, which overlooks the 15th green at the
beautiful new Chili Peppers studio here. Very professional run unit. He's got the air conditioner up full, though. It's freezing bloody cold in the studio.
We're currently outside. If you go onto our Instagram account, which is the Chili Dippers, we'll post a photo of our very professional setup here. But we're looking over the 15th green at the Black Bull Golf Course in Yarrawonga, which is starting to get a bit of colour back and starting to look really good.
I reckon since we've been here, I reckon we've probably seen 15 groups come through here and not one person has hit this green. It is unhittable. It's a long par four and you end up, you approach from about 150, 160 if you had a decent drive.
Yeah, you'd be decent.
What's
that,
5-6 iron type stuff?
For you?
Three wood for me.
it's index two.
It's index two, is it?
Yeah.
You can't hit this green.
No.
We'll go out and play it this afternoon. I'll try.
Yeah, well, we went out earlier to actually try, but we couldn't actually get on the course at Black Bull on a Tuesday afternoon. It was that busy.
Unusual there, Luke. You nearly own the course. They let you run your own race out there. Mm. The first time you couldn't get on ever?
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, we can head back at about 3 o'clock later and try.
We probably got off the studio a little bit there. I'm very impressed with the setup there. If people don't know, Luke's probably more the producer and driving force behind the production here. We're just the ring-in talent, obviously, but you've got it set up much better than I thought. It looks fantastic. How'd you go about that? Any problems with the setup?
No, look, it was all good. It was a learning experience. Dealing with microphones. I've never had to purchase a microphone before, but I could now probably tell you anything you need to know about the product. But
I haven't got a heap of questions about microphones. I'm pretty happy with them just being there. But go on. Sorry.
Look, the only problem I did have, not to bore you with the technicalities, but there's two types of microphones, and the one I bought, I done a bit of research, went with the dynamic microphone that's only supposed to pick up what's directly in front of your voice, no background noise. And the night I brought the microphone, I got home, I thought I was really excited to test it. So I plugged it into the to my Apple computer that I'm using, and I done a test. I put the microphone right up to my mouth, and I said, "This is a test with the microphone right at my mouth." And
sounds
then,
fair.
Yep, moved it 20 centimetres away and said, "This is a test with the microphone 20 centimetres away." And then put it a metre away and said, "This is a test with the microphone a metre away." And then when I hit play on the thing, I listened to it. I thought, "Oh, all sounds exactly the same." I thought maybe the microphones I bought are a bit too cheap.
That'd be the first time you ever bought anything that was too cheap.
So anyway, then I thought, I'll just have to live with that. So I was doing a few tests, like typing on keyboards, and I could hear that. And I thought, you're not supposed to hear the keyboard typing. So I sort of half cracked it, and I unplugged the microphone. There's no on and off switch on these microphones, which is weird. So I actually unplugged it from the computer. These microphones got an XLR connection, which is like a professional connection.
You've lost me.
And I bought a XLR to USB, so it plugged into the computer, and I unplugged that, and I was typing on my keyboard, and I could notice a little sound volume still going up and down on the keyboard, and I thought, geez, that's weird. So I started talking into the actual cable, no microphone attached, just
the plug cable bit at the other end.
Talking into the plug. So, and this is a test with me talking into the plug. And I hit play and it worked exactly the same as it did on the microphone. I'm thinking...
No one saw you do that, did they? No, did anyone see you?
And I'm thinking to myself, why am I spending money on microphones when I can talk into the $2 XLR to USB cable I could buy? And I was puzzled about it all. I went to work the next morning. I'm thinking to myself, I'm real disappointed I bought cheap microphones. I could have just bought a cable. And I got a couple of friends who know a bit more about this stuff. And I'm telling them the story. And in mid-story, I could see them looking at each other, nodding and smiling. And
that was Ben?
Ben and Maddie Kelly. And then they looked at me and go, you weren't using the microphone, the built-in microphone from your Mac, were you?
Oh, you're kidding. And you're not.
The second they said it, I thought, that is, no wonder the different, like, upper mouth, 20 centimetres away, meter away.
Because you didn't move the computer, did you? You could have put it outside.
I could have used an invisible microphone and it still would have worked.
No.
So the boys loved that story when they realised what was going on. I didn't hear the end of that. But look, right now I've got we're actually using the microphones, not the cable or the computer for the microphone. We're all plugged in, ready
to go.
Lucky
that was all done before I showed up. My time far too precious to waste on that sort of rubbish.
So I'm hoping it sounds pretty good on playback.
Very good.
So anyway, back to we're just going to talk a bit about why we're called the Chili Dippers. Some people might be wondering. The reason we are is that one of our favourite golf movies of all time is Tin Cup with the great Kevin Costner. And there's a scene in that movie, for those who haven't seen it or have, just a refresher, where he's hitting some golf balls on the range and he shanks one and it hits the tin barrel on the side and he has a bit of a chuckle and says, "Ooh, that one was a little chili dipper."
Little chili dipper, though.
And then hits another one, does it again, and then
then panic sets in.
so that's us. So we thought that'd be a fun and again.
The attitude and the feel of that whole movie is how golf should
be
played.
Yes.
It's fun. Have a go at it. There's no point laying up in front of the water to have it. And Costner's a great man. He kills it. That's where the name comes from. We thought it sounded great. The Chili Dippers.
And a great movie. If you've seen it or haven't seen it for a while, go back and read. It still stands up today.
Ages very well.
It's still a very entertaining film.
Costner kills it. He kills it.
He does. He does. And so
I mean, what about the podcast? Like, you're Luke into your podcasts and that sort of stuff.
Yes.
So you were sort of driving this idea. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the reason why we sort of done this is, you know, we're not trying to be the next Hamish and Andy. We know that's not going to happen. We know we might only have 5 people total listen to this, and there will be
including us
too. But it was more like I drive 45 minutes to and from work every day, so an hour and a half in the car,
Sorry to interrupt.
You've
made that sound like you drive to work every day. Every day is a very loose term with you.
Yeah, okay. I have a lot of days off. I should be calling them days on. Yeah, I should be having more days on.
But go on. Sorry. Go on.
So I listen to a podcast probably for an hour and a half every single, sometimes.
Work day, whenever
when I do go to work. And I just always, I'm a big time listener and I love it. I think podcasts are fantastic. So I always thought it'd be interesting to see how one gets done. So we were talking about doing movie reviews for a while rather than golf, but we sort of thought, one thing we do love doing is travelling golf, and like Roel said earlier, that was the reason how this started.
That said, we might try and work in the odd movie review.
If
it's golf-related in the loosest possible terms, we'll work it in and all that sort of stuff. Because fun, entertainment, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's right. So we thought we'd get into podcasts. And look, we got into golf a long, long time ago. I was a sort of a once or twice a year golfer for a long time, never got into it. Maybe about 7-8 years ago, I sort of just played one round and
I decided,
I'm getting into golf. That's it. Love it. And haven't looked back. I've caught the bug then, and I've still got the bug now. I finish a round, I can't wait for my next round. I'm already thinking, where are we going next? When are we? Like, we've played.
Yeah, you're a much keener golfer than I am. I've been doing it for a lot longer, and I love the course part of it, the travel part of it, but the actual hitting of the white ball into the hole actually isn't that big a deal for me. I like the out for 4 hours doing something nice and relaxing. But I probably started when I was 12, 13, 14. I remember the local priest gave me an old set of hickory shaft clubs. There were 6 or 7 clubs. I grew up next to a Catholic school. And we used to just hit balls out in the backyard and in the oval at the school. And I remember my first ever round, my brother was a year and a half older. He might have been 14, 15. We played at Waldara, which is a flat, easy, it's not a goat track, but it's bordering on it. And at 187 for me, 18 hole, tied with my brother on 187 all. We've improved a little since then. And I used to work nights, so I played two or three times a week and played a lot in my late to early 30s, and which is all good, but then had a few years off. But then, yeah, when Luke and I started up again 6 or 7 years ago, been playing fairly avidly since then.
So for me, it's the whole... The reason I like golf is that it's nearly the perfect game, because you go out and you're playing the guy you're with, you're playing against the guy you're with, but you're also playing yourself because you've got a handicap to try to score to. You can actually, you know, you can play golf against someone who's a lot better than you, and because of the handicap system, it evens things up. And more importantly, like Ryle said, it's more the travelling going. And you, like, I've played basketball my whole life. I've never gone, oh, let's go to Shepparton to use their courts. Where with golf courses, certainly, you just drive everywhere. And that's where this top 100 idea started coming from. I used the Golf Australia magazine's top 100 list. I've got a cabinet on my wall that's got 100 spots, and every time I play one of the courses, I buy one of the golf balls with their logo stamped on it, and I put that in there. And the goal is to fill the cabinet one day with the 100 courses. Every year the list will change. I'll rearrange the golf balls to suit. Some may drop out, so it's going to be an ongoing thing, and I'm actually looking forward to that.
How do you go when the club doesn't have a logo ball?
Oh, gee whiz.
when you travel 1,000 kilometres up to Brisbane there, or 15, they don't have a logo ball for you. That doesn't upset you.
Bonkers. What I do is buy a blank ball and put a sticker on myself and put in there until I actually get one. But, that is not ideal at all.
Yes, unfortunately, that's what just happened to Luke from Sydney. We've just been up to Sydney recently. We played Long Reef and...
The coast
was excellent. So, yes, the next podcast will be the ones we recorded as we directly stepped off those. So there'll be reviews of the courses, how the day went and all that sort of stuff. And that's what the podcast in the future will generally be. So hopefully this introduction has given you a bit of a guide and a background to us, and look forward to tuning in next time.
And in the meantime, you can look us up on Instagram, the Chili Dippers, we're called. We'll be posting some photos along the way, some golf course photos. If you want to email in any questions or topics, they can be golf or non-golf related. They can be absolutely anything you like. We can be found at thechilidippers@gmail.com. And if you've got a spare moment, jump on iTunes and give us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate that.
Whether we deserve it or not.
And anyone you know that is on iTunes, get them to do it as well. That all helps out. And we thank you for listening to our first episode of The Chili Dippers.
Just one thing before we go, Luke. So you're a 17 handicapper, correct?
Correct.
If there was a handicapper for podcast, what are you off? 28?
Yeah, well, no, 36 is the max. We'll start there.
We start off 36.
36, all right.
Yeah, I reckon that's probably fair. let's see if we can work that handicap in a little bit.
You're talking us or me?
Oh, you. I'm killing it.
You are ridiculous. This is a team sport, unlike golf. We'll start with a 36 handicap and we'll work from there.
All right, very good. Thank you. Driving down the highway, headed to the range. Gonna knock them out strong, but I'm feeling no pain. Got an old brown bag, big sticky on the back, but the grass don't grow, gonna take a few hacks. There's a place for you, if you're just like me. I'm Chad Rich, yelling at the TV. You have another cool one, but it won't hurt. Got myself a big stick. A bit of pay, but I feel no pressure. Couple lessons a day. We're working on the swing and talking trash. Then another good hit, try to make it last.